This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo has vehemently denied allegations made in a report by the New York Attorney General that he sexually harassed numerous women in violation of federal and state laws. State Attorney General Letitia James said Cuomo allegedly targeted 11 current and former employees of the state government. The report describes a climate of fear created by Cuomo's behavior, which included unwanted kisses, groping, hugging, and making unacceptable remarks, according to James. She said the investigation also found that the Democratic governor retaliated against at least one former employee for complaining about his actions. At a news conference in Albany, Cuomo denied any wrongdoing. He said, "I never touched anyone inappropriately," and added, "That is just not who I am, and that's not who I have ever been." The investigation lasted nearly 5 months. It was performed by two outside attorneys hired by the state attorney general. They spoke to 179 people, including complainants, current and former staffers in the governor's office, state troopers, and other state workers. Shortly after the report's release, several of Cuomo's accusers demanded that he resign immediately. A powerful explosion rocked the heart of the Afghan capital late Tuesday, followed by gunfire inside Kabul's heavily fortified green zone. Several sources confirmed to VOA that a suicide bomb attack was carried out on the house of Afghanistan's defense minister. He was not at home and his family was evacuated to safety. Soon after the attack, the general reassured the public through his Twitter account. He said, "Do not worry, everything is fine." More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.